Okay, we were we still had left from the previous Makorot sheet the discussion of the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Sulei Mekdashim has two very interesting, challenging formulations. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Beis says, "Baser kachim kachim kalam shiyotza chutz lazar kodem zrikas damin." Af al pishin nizrik adam v'abaser rechutz hazevach kachim neishizof habaser latzes says, "Baser kachim kalam." Remember, we mentioned it, Zvachot Yochim Yishlakish in Zvachim Daf, I think still in Pei Testament Beis, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that basar kachim kalim can be eaten in the whole year. Therefore, even if it's yotze before zrika, since it's so basar latzeis, in the end it's allowed to be eaten in the whole Yerushalayim within the choma, then if it's yotze before zrika, that's also fine, because its makom is the whole Yerushalayim, therefore there's no problem. Then he adds, the zevach is kasher. Vazrika mo'elos liyotze the surfa v'olola achlo. Then he adds, Zrika works for Yotze, that's our psaka of Rabbi Akiva, and he quotes the last line in our parak, l'sreifa velo la'achila. Now this is a strange juxtaposition. In the Rambam, because first he says that sof basar latzeis. What is he saying at first? Hasan like Rabbi Yochanan, that basar kachim kalim, if it leaves the Azara, is not pasul biyotze. It's not yotze, because it was still in its own mechitza, which is inside the chom of Yerushalayim. Then he says, so what should he say? It's not yotze, and therefore it's a regular karban. Then he says, oh, and zriga works for yotze, like in the end, for sreifa, but not to eat it. So then he calls it yotze and says, but we pass like Akiva, that zriga works for yotze, although you still can't eat it. So it's a bit of a stira in the Rambam here. Does he think Basar Kachim Kalim Shiyotza Chutz La'Azara is not Yotze, which is what he seems to say at first, which is what we pass in the Gemara, or it is Yotze, and therefore the Zrika works for it like Rabbi Akiva to consider it a Zrika, but you still can't eat it. So most of the Mefarshim, for example, the Kesef Mishnah here, what is the Kesef, right? In all these, this Rambam and the next Rambam, your choice is either you want to make a big Chiddush or you have to read the Rambam, you know, a little Dachlik, a bit of a Dachlik reading. Okay, if you don't want to make a big chiddush, then how would you read this Rambam? Like, for example, the Kesef Mishnah and other Achronim. If you don't want to make a chiddush, how would you read the Rambam? Basar kachim kalim that leaves the Azara is still fine because sofa basar latzeis, it doesn't need to be in the Azara anyway. And then, how about the next line? So the Kesef Mishnah, for example, says, and the next line is not talking about this case exactly. The next line is about a case of real yotze. And if it's a real yotze, like let's say it was Basar Kachim Kachim outside the Azara, which he had referred to earlier in the previous halacha, or let's say you brought it outside the city, outside the Choma, then if it was real yotze, then the Zerika would count like Rabbi Akiva, L'sreifa v'lo la'achila. So just read that the Rambam is writing in a very strange fashion, in a disjunctive fashion. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, and a few other achronim, right? The Kesef Mishnah says, and that's really, that's first of all, that's the Ravid's objection, right? The Ravid says, the Ravid is us, it's a little confusing, because the Ravid's next halacha laman aleph, that's because of the Ksav Yad, laman aleph, and the second, like, from the point of the star, laman aleph and laman beis are the same halacha, and the Ravid's, the Ravid had the original breakup for halachas, not the mistaken ones in the printed editions. So he just put his comment on the beginning of that halacha. But it has nothing to do with what we call halacha laman aleph, not halacha laman beis. The Ravid says, Lo yadani mal zeh basar kachim kal shetzachot lazara, but lama lo yachel. What's possible? Ulayel yotze chutzim chitzasuk amar yisod varim volbalim. The Ravid already is before the Gezer. The Ravid says maybe the Rambam is just writing in a volbal fashion, but he makes sense. The Rambam is writing in a mixed up fashion. The Kesef Mishnah says Taka. The Rambam is writing in a little bit of a mixed up fashion. You're right. The only way to defend the Rambam is that he's writing in a mixed up fashion, and that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Since the Rambam originally in the Lamed Aleph talked about Basar Kachi Kachi, Chutz La'Azara, therefore it's not so mixed up because he's not like discussing something. This last line is not talking about something that he hadn't mentioned at all. It's just discussing something mentioned in Halacha Lamed Aleph, which in the original Ksav Yad was part of the same Halacha. So it's not so mobile. So one option of the Rambam is that first he's saying Basar Kachi Kalim, Yotza Chutz La'Azara is not Yotze. And then, in a slightly disjunctive fashion, he's saying Yotze, which is other cases, then Zerika Mo'eles Masrefa Avolo La'Achiva. And that is a little bit dachuk, but then you don't have to say any crazy Kedushim in the Rambam. There is another option in the Rambam, though, and this is very mechudish, however. The other option in the Rambam is this, yeah? Well, we saw the Machlokes Rashi and Tosos what that meant, that it's Mo'el Estreifa, right? Tosos says it means that it's Mo'el for purposes of Mi'ila, Nosar, Tameh, and Pigol, but you're still stuck with Estreifa and you can't eat it. So if Tosos says it wasn't literally Mo'el Estreifa, it just means that it's Moel, it's not Moel to save you from Sreifa. And Rashi says Moel to Sreifa means it's Moel to be dove to the Sreifa until you have Ibur Tzura. The Rambam means like one of them or the other one, and Minastam, I would that I don't know. Minastam, I would assume Tosfos, not Rashi, because Rashi is a bigger Kiddush. But the Rambam doesn't say. However, there is another option. Those were two ways we had of reading that line at the end of the parak. However, the Brisker Rav, and I put it in brackets, I'm enough to the Beis, I think it is, has a tremendous chiddush in the Rambam, and he reads the Rambam, he takes the Lashon of the Rambam literally, and says, no, Basar Kachikal that leaves the Azara is not considered Yotzei, but it is Yotze, and the Zerika only helps for Sreifa, not for Achila. So it's not Yotze, but it's Yotze, and the Zerika only helps for Sreifa, not for Achila. How does that work? So he says two Chidushim. The Brisker Rav says if you have two big Chidushim, you can justify this Rambam, there are two big Chidushim. First, he says, he wants to have a new pshat of what it means, Zerika Mo'elis Lesorfo, right? That's the Lashon Har Gemara. Zerika Mo'elis Leyotze Lesreifa Aval Achila Hu D'lo Maratza. So, what were the two, basically the two pshatim we have? One pshat was Tosos, which is that the Zrika counts, but it's still Yotze, so you burn it. Or Rashi, which is that the Zrika counts, and you would say lowers or attenuates. Attenuates the Psol Yotze. So either Tosa says the Zrika counts, that means it's Zrika Mo'eles, but it's still stuck with Yotze, so you burn it and don't eat it. Or Rash says the Zrika counts, it even takes away a little of the Psol Yotze, so you burn it tomorrow and don't eat it, instead of burning it today and not eating it. But the Brisker Rav and some other Achronim say no. What it means is l'idach gisa, not just that it's p'sul yose, not just that it's p'sul yose, but obviously, it's still yose. It goes without saying that it's still yose, and you still burn it and don't eat it. That's so obvious the Gemara doesn't even need to mention it. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. That's pashut. It's pashut that Rashi's wrong. It's pashut that Tosfos Yontif is wrong. Pashut that it's still yose. What is the chiddush the Gemara is saying? Is that the Zrika counts for purposes of Mi'ila Pigol Nosar Vitame, but doesn't count as a Heter Achila. That not only is it Yotze, but it's also still Kodesh and is not edible because the Zrika is not Matarit Ba'achila. There's a big Kiddush that even though the Zrika is not Matarit, it's still Kodem Zrika from an Achila perspective. And that's what it means. It means the Zrika is Molosor for Avalola Achila. Not just that you can't eat it because it's Yotze. The Zrika doesn't even help for Achila, and there are two reasons you can't eat it. One, that it's Yotze, and two, that there's no Zrika. Ah, the Zrika counts for purposes of Pigel Noser and Tameh and Me'ila. You have to be Echadet that Pigel Noser and Tameh and Me'ila depend on Nasas Mitzvaso and not on Heter Achila. But the Zrika is not Matar Achila. And there are cases in Shas where Zrika counts, but it's not Matar Achila. For example, if you hold Shalom Komo Kum Komo Dami, if you do Zrika on the wrong part of the Mizbeach, then your Korban is Maratzeh, but the meat is still not edible. Doesn't count as Zrika to be Matar the Basar, even though it counts as Zrika to get you Kapara. So this counts as Zrika, and it affects Pigel Noser Tumim Me'ila, but the Zrika is not Matar Ba'achila. That is the first Kiddush of the Brisker Rav.
And that's the differentiating, that we're not talking about Chumras.
Correct, and Me'ikra Din, Midoraisa. Right. So that's the first Chumra, that's the first Kiddush of the Brisker Rav, that not only is it also because of Yotze, there was never a Heter Zrika on it. It's still usher to eat because there was no Zrika l'inyan achila. There was only Zrika l'inyan kapara. And you have to say that once you have Zrika l'inyan kapara, that's enough of Nasas Mitzvaso to take away Me'ila or to create a Chiyav Me'ila, and that's Mechayiv Yipigal Moser and Tami. But that's one big finish of the Brisker Rav, that he rereads the last line of the Sugya, and he says, if you look at the Lashon, he says, La'achila hu d'lo maratza, that means you don't even have the Zrika for the purpose of achila. Okay, the second chiddush of the Brisker Rav is that. Yeah?
Why does the Rambam use the lashon of Zrika ba'alas le'yotze?
Second.
Not
what?
Meaning, you're saying not that it helps anything with yotze, but that it works for something.
Correct.
With yotze in order
it works to make it bar me'ila or to make it not bar me'ila.
Not that
make
it affects its yotze set.
Correct, for sure not. Then the second chiddush he makes is, and this is reminiscent of what we saw about the Rav Papa, second way of learning Rav Papa, that's his first chiddush. His second chiddush is that why isn't the Zrika matter this Yotze Ba'achila? So he says, not because of the Psol Chetza, but because the basar is not mitzuraf to the zrika because it's not makom zrika. So the Brisker Rav here makes two chidushim. First chidush he says is that the wild chidushim that you have to reread the end of the Gemara. It doesn't mean that it's still usher to eat because it's yotzei. It means it's usher to eat because there was not a proper zrika. There's only a half proper zrika. And then he says, you know why that Zrika was not Matar Bachila? Not because the Cheftza was a Cheftza of Psol. Because the meat was not in the place of the Zrika, and therefore the Zrika couldn't be Matarit. With these two Chidushim, then comes a new Pshat in the Rambam. What does the Brisker Rav say in this Rambam? He says, what does the Rambam mean? Basar Kachim Kalim She Yotza Chutz La'azara V'chazar. That's totally kosher. That he admits. That's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam's lashon is Afa Pishin Nizrik Adam Vabasar Bachot. The Rambam's talking about Basar Kachin Kalin She Yatza Chutz La'azara Ve Adayin Bachot. bishas zrika. And what does the Rambam say about this case? He says there's no sul of yotze on the basar. Why? So for lotzeis, there's no sul of yotze on the basar. But the zrika is not matter basar ba'achila because the basar is not in the azara bishas zrika. The basar is actually not in a puzzle place. It's perfectly fine for the basar to be in the in the Muslim quarter. Perfectly fine for the basar to be there. That's not yotze on the basar. However, he says, forget about yotze on the basar. Look at the last line in our Gemara. He rereads the last line in Lurz to say, it's not actually talking about the psul of yotze at all. It's not even talking about the psul of yotze at all, even though there's no psul on the basar. Still, if the basar wasn't in the place of the zrika, then the zrika is not matur b'achil, and that's what the Rambam meant. He meant the basar is still kosher, doesn't have a psul yotze, because it's sofa lotze, so it's allowed to be in the whole city of Yerushalayim. However, even though the basar has no psul yotze, it's still not edible because zrika, not a psul of yotze, zrika on basar that's not in the place of the zrika, only halfway works with sarfo and doesn't totally count la'achila. Those are the two tremendous chiddushim of the Brisker Rav, each of which is his own chiddush. One chiddush is that the end of our perek means that even the zrika itself is not matar ba'achila if the basar is yotze. And the second chiddush is, not to do with whether the basar is yotze. What it actually means is, zrika is not matar ba'achila if the basar is not b'makom zrika. Therefore, if you had brought it back in, the Rambam wouldn't have ended this way. He would have said, perfectly kosher, gavali, no psul on the basar, and it's near the zrika. But since he's talking about a case where you didn't bring it back in, therefore, the zevach is kosher, because there was no psul in the zevach. However, the zrika is not matred b'achila because the zrika is not mitzuref to the basar b'shas zrika. That's a tremendous chiddush. Now the Brisker Rav wants to read this Rambam in a not in the way that the words read non-dachuk, but you have to make a tremendous chiddush nisvara.
Then how do you understand? Because the zrika, we said the zrika's on the basar is Moel to make it from Ela, people know certain. That's also Zrika on the Busser. So how, what logic does one differentiate?
So yeah, what you have to say is that all these depend on Nasit Mitzvaso and not Heter Achila. You have to say that. Yeah, it's Nasit Mitzvaso on the Busser. Nasit Mitzvaso, you've done the mitzvah of Zrika. Just the zrika doesn't help to make it edible. Therefore, since you've done the mitzvah, it leaves me ila. And you have to say pigel, noser, and tameh only depend on finishing the mitzvah of zrika, which is a chiddush but possible. But it's still practically you're not allowed to eat it because the zrika was not mitzuref to this basar. It's a big chiddush. I admit it's very subtle. I wouldn't want to say this on my own. And you're ultimately right because he's walking a very fine line, saying that the zrika counts for the basar, for the person of ila, pigel, noser, and tameh, but doesn't count for the basar to be matar at ba'achila. What you have to say is that an inferior zrika counts for the basar, but it's still not matar ba'achila because you didn't do it properly. I admit that's a big chiddush. And if I had to pick, I would probably just say the Rambam's a little mavogel, and this line was not talking about the same case as that line. But if you do want to read the Rambam as one retzef, then you have to make this tremendous chiddush, and that for the Brisker Rav, these two tremendous chiddushim of the Brisker Rav, A, that there's a pagam in the zrika, not just that it's a psul yotze, even according to Rabbi Akiva, and B, that the pagam in the zrika is not because of the chepta, the basar was yotze. The pagam in the zrika is because the zrika was not close enough to the basar in order to be able to properly turn it into kosher l'achila. Well, the Rambam happens to be on the Kachim Kalim, so his example is not actually being matur anything. Maybe you'd want to say that it wouldn't work to be motzi midei mi'ila only for only the chomer, not l'kula. I think that could be possible because he doesn't use the example of Kachim Kalim.
According to the Rambam, is that a mitzvah to be matur levarim?
What?
Is there the imurim is going to have to.
What would the Rambam say about the imurim?
I think it's totally
correct. The chiyagavda? That is a very good question. What would the Rambam say about Imurim L'chiya Gavna? I'm not sure it may be by Imurim. Well, Imurim are more complicated for other reasons, which we'll get to in a moment, but I'm not sure. The answer, I'm not sure. Okay, so this is one very difficult Rambam. Either you have to say that these two lines are not talking about the same case, or you have to make this tremendous Kiddush of the Brisker Rav.
The fact that you need proximity for Achila, that's how you learn Gemara as well?
That's how the Brisker Rav is learning the Gemara. When we say, when Rabbi Akiva says Zrika is mostly Yotze, meaning when Rabbi Akiva said that Zrika works for, not for the Psalm Yotze, Rabbi Akiva says Zrika works for Basra that's not in the Makom Zrika, he meant it works for Sreifa but not Lachila. That's how the Brisker Rav reads the Gemara. Very different than we've been reading the Gemara until now. Certainly very different than Rashi, we've been reading the Gemara until now. That's how he reads the Gemara. The truth is, if you go back to where we left off, according to the Maskana Tosos there, where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva weren't actually arguing about the Psul of Yotze. They were arguing about meat that's not in proximity to the Zrika. So then, obviously, this line of the Gemara would be saying, meat that's not in proximity to the Zrika. Rabbi Akiva says, the Zrika works for Sreifa, not Lachila. The other strange Rambam is the next one, Halacha Lamed Gimel. Now, there are going to be two big Chidushim, one of each Rambam. You can't say them both simultaneously. But he says, "V'chein imorim kachim kal." What's strange there? Imorim kachim kal shiyotzu l'fnei zrikas damim v'nizrik adamim v'chutz lo nifsal hazevach. Says imorim kachim kalim that were yotze before zrika, and you were zorit there still b'chutz. It's not the zevach's not pasul. You're still yotze the karvan. The imech zira maktirin osan. And if you bring them back, then they're kosher lahaktara. Okay. And then he says, either way, you chayv pigal moser tami. And the Rai even argued that A is a no mokfer. What's the case here? The case is we have here a mure kachin kalim she yatzu. Right? What's the lashon of the Rambam? Im hech ziran. Maktirin osam. If you bring them back, you can be makter them. And the Rai even says, Ein Maktirin Osan. Okay, the Rabbi says Ein Maktirin Osan. Now, who's right? Well, that might depend on who seems to be right. What ambiguities that depend on? What's the case? What's the case here? What are the two ways of interpreting the case of this Rambam? Correct, Ani. What's the ambiguity in this Rambam? When? What are the two options? When were you master of these Imur Kachim Kalim? What are the two options?
Before.
Exactly. Was it master Lifnei Zrika or La'achar Zrika? So, which way does the Rambam make more sense? If you're a master Lifnei Zrika, you can be master. Yeah. Then, this is the opinion of most Achronim. Most Achronim assume that, basically all the later Achronim assume, that the Rambam's talking about, you brought them back Lifnei Zrika. If the Imurim went out, but then came back Lifnei Zrika, then the Rambam makes sense. He's just passing like, who? Who said that Imurim Kachim Kalim until Zrika are allowed to go in the whole year? Who did you say?
No,
who said that?
Rav Papa.
Exactly. He passes like Rav Papa in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Yemen Aleph, right? Who seem to have argued on Ravid Bar Shila. He says, Emor and Kachim Kalim before Zrika? They're not specially Kadosh. Before Zrika, remember, there's no Me'ilin Emor and Kachim Kalim before Zrika. Before Zrika, Emor and Kachim Kalim are just part of the Basar. They're not special yet, so they can go in the whole year. So that's all the Rambam is saying. They went out and took a Shpatzir in the old city. They came back before Zrika. So they were never Yotze, no problem whatsoever. Then it makes perfect sense. And why would the Rai even argue? Of course, the Rai might have just misunderstood the Rambam. But even if you understood the Rambam, the Rai would also make sense. Exactly. He might just be passing like Ravina Bar Shila, right? Ravina Bar Shila said, Emor and Kachan Kalim are not allowed to leave the Azara. And Rav Papa said they are allowed to leave the Azara. At least, that's what he seems to have said. So therefore, they could just be arguing about which Amor and Apostle like. All them show them Echron to argue which Amor and Apostle like. It's not so clear. Because we don't know. Was Rav Papa really arguing? Or was he just like saying there's an option to defend the other side of the coin, and then a dafka above, it seems to be like Ravina Bar Shila. Okay, so then, if that's what the Rambam means, then the Rambam is not such a big chiddush, and the Rambam is also not such a big chiddush. Then that's machlokes amram zvachim daf tzadi b'seder. However, the Rambam doesn't sound that way. Because I'll read the lashon him. Mechini more kachim kalam shiyotzu lufnei zrikas damim v'nizrak hadam v'him machlokes amram. So he says, if you resort the dam and they're outside, it's not puzzle. And if you brought them back, you can be machter them. Sounds like he means you resort the dam and it's outside and then brought them back. It's hard to tell. Maybe he means, does he mean and or does he mean or? Right? Does he mean if you're zoic the dam there outside, then the zemach's not possible, but you still can't be machter? Or if you had brought them back inside, you can't be machter. But the straightest, simplest way to read the Rambam is that he means even after the zrika, if you bring them back, you can be machter. And who reads the Rambam this way? That even if you bring them back after zrika, you can be machter them? Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, Rabbeinu Sover, Sheme Acher, Shemolin, Bahen, I see, he doesn't say it quite so explicitly. What does he mean? It's Molin Bahem and Chai Pigal Nosar and Tomei. I mean, it's really Yotzei, that's a Rekiva. Real Yotzei, but since they're still Me'ilin, Pigal Nosar and Tomei, therefore it's not possible you can be mocked to them. And the Marikorkos is more explicit about this. The Marikorkos at first wants to say that the other Achronim.
That's supposed to mean that adapted.
What?
He's just saying the wrong
description. Okay, the reason is because if he meant it's not Yotze at all. Actually, one second. Yeah, because first of all, he quotes the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, and passing like Rabbi Akiva, and quotes our publicist, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva argue about whether it's still outside of Shas Rika. So that implies that he thinks it's still outside of Shas Rika. And then in the end, what does he say? He should have answered. The Ravid says, why are the Kashal Akhtar? He should have said, what do you mean? Of course they're Kashal Akhtar, because they were never Yotze. Instead, what does he say? We pass like Rabbi Akiva that Yotze is Rika Moelis Li Yotze. So it sounds like he thinks it's real for Yabakar Skra. Right? It sounds like he thinks it's real Yotze. Because the Mishnah, even if he is not so explicit, the Mari Korkus is very explicit. Mari Korkus at first wants to say like all the Achronim. And I mean, just when I say all the Achronim, like an example of smattering of them is the Or Sameach and the Keren Oran or Sugya and the Chazan Ish. And if you live in the same Rotef, you quote 20 people who say this. So, but the Mari Korkus in the end says, no, the Rambam really means they were outside of Shas Rika, they came back after Zrika, but you can still be mocked to them. This is, and we should add the Tosfos Yontif. Then, the Ravid makes sense. You can't be mocked your Yotzei. Right? Once there was Zrika, then of course the Yomurin are Yotzei if they were outside the Azara. After Shas Zrika, they're not allowed to leave the Azara. So of course it's Yotzei. The Rambam is very difficult. How can you be Makter Yotze? If he means they were outside of Shazrika, after Zrika, they more Kachin Kalim become Kachin Kachin. They're not only the Azara. They become Psul Yotze. How can you be Makter something which is a Psul Yotze? How can you be Makter Psul Yotze? So that becomes very difficult. And that's where, if you recall the Tosus Yontif said tremendous Chiddush, right? This is where he says that really, Zrika takes away Psul Yotzei Mida Oreisa, even though the Gemara says it's not Moel Achila, just Mida Rabbanan, you don't eat it. But Mida Oreisa, Zrika takes away Psul Yotzei the Gamrei. We already mentioned the Tosfos Yontif, and now I just wanted to link it back to the source. He's reading the Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah this way, that it came back after Zrika, and Ataka was a Psul Yotzei, and Ataka was a Psul Yotzei. If it was Taka Psul Yotzei, then how can you be Makter? It must be that Zrika takes away Psul Yotzei the Gamrei. And really, you'd be makter and ochel midoraisa, midrabbanan. They were gozer; you shouldn't eat it, but they didn't want to take it away from haktara. That's the way the Tosfos Yontif defends the Rambam. I thought, but I know this is a very, very, very big fish. I thought maybe you could say a different way of defending the Rambam. But I admit this is a big fish. Maybe you could say it's not Yotze. Why is it not Yotze? Imur and Kachem Kalim are not allowed to leave the Azari after Zrika. So maybe you could say in the Rambam this is not Yotze because it was never Yotze. It was never Yotze from its Mechitza, rather just Memela. It was Chutz v'Mechitzaso. This is actually an interesting case. What if Batzah was never Yotze? It just was outside the place. It never left its Mechitza. It just was outside its Mechitza. Now, how can you ever have a case where something was outside without leaving? I mean, unless you do teleportation or something, maybe that's considered leaving. Think about it. Everything has to be shechted in the Azara, right? Otherwise, Shutei Chutz. Once it's shechted in the Azara, so Kachem Kachem, once they're shechted in the Azara, the only way to get outside is to leave, right? Basar of Kachem Kalim is shechted in Yerushalayim, the only way to get outside Yerushalayim is to leave. In Murim, that are in the Azara B'Shat Zrika, are now in the Azara B'Shat Zrika, the only way to get out is to leave. But there's one case where you could be outside your Mechitza without leaving. What is that? In Mur and Kachem Kalim, that are in outside the Azara B'Shat Zrika, are in their Mechitza, because until Zrika, their Mechitza is the whole city. Then all of a sudden, they don't leave their Mechitza, they don't move, their Mechitza moves. They're sitting there in, I don't know, at the Kotel, you know, the Kotel Plaza. They're in the Kotel, they're in the tunnels tour, right? The Mur and Kachem Kalim are taking the tunnels tour. And then all of a sudden, they're Zorik the Dam and their Mechitza shifts. But they didn't go anywhere, their Mechitza shifted. So simple shot, we would say, Yotze, it doesn't matter if you actually were got up and were Yotze. If you're outside your Mechitza, that's absolutely Yotze. But maybe you could say tremendous Kiddush in the Rambam, although I don't have a mucker for this. I tried to look around, but I couldn't find a good mucker for this. Maybe you could find a tremendous Kiddush in the Rambam, you could say that there's no Psul Yotze if you are Chutz L'Mechitzaso. There's only Psul Yotze if you go Chutz L'Mechitzaso. And therefore, since they didn't go anywhere, their Mechitza moved, not them, maybe there's no Psul Yotze. What's the only way to have Psul Yotze? If they go back to the Azar and leave again, then that would be a Psul Yotze. But until they come back to the Azara, there's no Psul Yotze because they were never Yotze Mechitzasan. And in that case, maybe the Rambam, the opposite of Tosfos Yontif, it's not that he really thinks that you can take away the Psul of Yotze. No, that's too radical. That he thinks that this case might look like Yotze. It might be Bachotz, but it's not Yotze because it wasn't Yotze. I think that maybe if you want to ask this Chakira, this might depend on, just one second, on what the Mocker of the Psul Yotze is. The Gemara says very clearly that the Gemara has two different makoros of the Psul of Yotze. Question is, which is the one that applies to a Murim? One possible makor of the Psul of Yotze is Basar Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu. Basada implies anything that's in the wrong place, like in a different place than Sada has a connotation of outsideness. Anything that's Chutz L'Mechitzaso is possible. It's not so clear that applies to a Murim at all. The other, it's not so clear that applies to Kachshim at all. The Gemara seems to apply that, but it's not so clear that that originally applies to Kachim. The other mucker is Hain Lohu Vaisama Elakodish. Hain Lohu Vaisama Elakodish Pnima. Madua Lachat Zachatas. You know what? There are two possible makoros, but. No, I don't think it's better than that. Okay. Scratch the two possible makoros. Anyway, but I think you could maybe say this Kiddush and defend the Rambam if you want to defend against the Mishnah's way of reading the Rambam.
Is there a dachila on the Basar no matter what?
Well, Basar of Kachem Kalim is always allowed to be in the whole city. So as long as it's still in the city, then it's never a problem.
No, the Imurim.
Here we're talking about Imurim. Well, you never eat Imurim. The only question is whether you're not.
The Rambam says to him, Bahut's Lo Nifsal Zerach.
Lo Nifsal Zerach means, sure, you can eat the Basar of your Yotze, your Ned. Yeah.
Did you compare this, the same logic, to Cohen who's Mutame inside the Mikdash, that there's no Iser on him. He's not over anything that became Tame. He has to go out soon, but the Iser is not being there. The Iser
that,
is coming
that you
in.
Would not, because it's Mefurish that if you stay and don't run out, so, but what would I say?
I would say
that would not be.
You have to, That's okay, but you better bring it in right away.
I don't think I would go that far.
Okay.
I don't think I would go that far. I'd say that's different because if you even look at the Lashon of Psukim, the Lav's Lo Yitamus Machnehem, but there's also a Asay of Vishalchum in a Machne, there the emphasis is clearly on like getting out. So you have to get out as soon as possible. Here I would say no. The emphasis is on not being Yotze, so maybe you don't even have to come back in as soon as possible. I recognize this is a tremendous Kiddush, but so is the Tosis Yontif. So if you want to defend the Kesem Mishimari Korks' way of reading the Rambam, you could say the Tosis Yontif is tremendous Kiddush, or this tremendous Kiddush, or you could just interpret the Rambam like the other Achronim. And these are two Rambams in a row where there's one way to read them that you say no Kiddush. According to the other way to read them, you have to make big Kiddushim.
According to Tosis Yontif, we haven't.
Probably. The truth is, there are some Achronim, I forget who, one of the Achronim actually attacks the Tosfos Yontif and said, what are you talking about? It brings sukkahs for all over Shas where we make more Gzeiros on Akhtara than Achila. But, alright, I didn't go through Shas and count myself. That's an interesting question, but I'm not gonna, I didn't decide to test my Bikias with that. Okay, these are the two Rambams. Now I think we're ready to continue in the Gemara a little. So let us pick up where we left off, which is the bottom of that Vav and Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, last three lines, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrikim Olos LeYotze SheYotze Mitzasa LeYotze Kulo Lo. Even Rabbi Akiva, the whole time we've been learning Zrikim Olos LeYotze, that's only some of the Basar is Yotze. But if it's all Yotze, that doesn't work, right? The Lashon, the Rishonim use here is Amigo, meaning, if there's something for the Zerika to still work for, then it works for the Yotze also. But even Rabbi Akiva admits if everything was Yotze and there's nothing for the Zerika to be Chal on, then that's a fundamental problem with the Zerika, if there's nothing for it to make edible, and therefore it's not Mo'el. Amalei Rav Asi Le Rav Yochanan. And the simple shot is like Rashi, Rav Asi is attacking Rav Yochanan. Is attacking Rabbi Yochanan, says, Kvar l'mduni chavei reshe shebegola, mechashven ala oved v'yala sarif. Right? V'al oved v'sarif lo yisina ba'olam, afilo hachi katani mechashven. Right? So Rav Asi is attacking Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos, for very technical reasons, doesn't like Rav Asi attacking Rabbi Yochanan, because Tosfos thinks that the stira they're about to ask Rav Asi would have been a steer even if he didn't attack Rabbi Yochanan. So why would they only ask it after you attack Rabbi Yochanan? So he says, Rashi just talking. But the Rashi says that Mechashven ala Ovid v'yala Sarif. Va'ovid Sarif lo yisim ba'olam v'yala k'tan Mechashven. Right, what, basically what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan's saying that if it's all Yotze, then there's nothing for the Zerika to be Chal on, and then it doesn't count. If it's all Yotze, it's as if there's no Basar. If it's all Yotze, if there's no Basar, the Zerika can't make a Chalos. So he says, what are you talking about? You think that everyone admits that you can't have a Chalos on something that's ruined? What are you talking about? You can have Pigal on Ovid and Sarif. What does that mean? Let's say the hindquarters of the animal was lost or burnt or destroyed or whatever the case may be, and I think I'm going to eat it in 3 days. So, the apparently Chavir Shabagola hold, that's still Pigal. It counts as Pigal even though what you're thinking about doesn't even exist. I mean, Rashi suggests maybe it was just lost and could be found, but Sarif clearly doesn't exist. So even if you think about something that doesn't exist at all, that's still Pigal. What does that imply? That implies that the Zerika really goes, that implies that the Zerika really goes in the hole, all the Basar, whether it exists or not. So, if a Chavir Shabagola hold that all the Basar counts and is the object of your avod is going on all the Basar, even if it's destroyed, for sure it's going on all the Basar, even if it is Yotze, so what's the problem? So, in the end, the answer is that Rav Asi never said that. Umiyo Rav Asi Hachi, because they ask a side stira. Habani, Rav Asi Yogan, Kishul Neshpach Lemachar Mahu, right? He asked that, what about your Mechashiv Lemachar? Not Neshpach Lemachar. Chishiv Lemeshpachin. You think a thought of pigle on nishpachin, on waste, right? On the things that are thrown out. Mahu, amalei zerikar shenisalon of aloh, right? You already taught us the mission before we get onto what nishpachin are, right? He asked, what about nishpachin? Nishpachin sounds like sarif and oven, right? Sarif, oven, yotzi, nishpachin, it's all stuff that's no good. So he says, does machshava count or not? says you already taught us alol. Alma, and here you have two gersos in Rashi versus Tosos, in what alol means. First of all, the machlokes what alol means. Let's assume here that it means the very hard gid in the tzavar, which is not edible, and you throw out. So you already taught us alol. What did they teach us? So according to Rashi, you say alol came in the lesson of Shashal Kibal Toma. So Rashi says it's referring to the Mishnah Chulam, which says Alol is mitzarev, but it, in and of itself it's not makabel toma. So if Alol is makabel toma because it's not considered part of the basar, then for kosher purposes it's also not considered part of the basar, and that shows that whatever's leibud azli is not considered part of the basar. Tosus thinks, why would they bring a raya from toma, and he doesn't like that gersa. He says, no, it means the Mishnah in Zvachim that if you have machshav to eat the alol tomorrow, that doesn't count as pigol. Clearly, according to Tosus gersa, it reads a lot smoother. So the alol doesn't count as part of the karban because holech leibud. So too the nishpachim don't count. So too the oven and sarif don't count. So too the yotzi doesn't count. So in the end, at least, if you hold this all on chain, we defend Rabbi Yochanan and say that really anything which is holich le'ibud does not count as part of the karban. What did Ravasi mean? So, El Tukhani Elav Sarif Kashya, Amar Rava, Eim Ala Omeid Leibav Ala Omeid Leisarif, right? Ravasi just meant, he never, no one said Mechashal Ovid Ala Sarif. In the end, either we just resolve the problem of Ravasi, according to the last post in the Vavim Beis, or we defend Rabbi Yochanan, according to the way Rashi reads Shakla Batarya. In the end, no one ever said that Machshava is chal, that the avod is chal on parts that are on parts that are le'ibud. The alol doesn't count, the nishpachim don't count, the avod and sarif don't count. All he meant was omeid le'avod v'le'sarif. Then the Machshava counts on something which is omeid le'avod v'le'sarif. What exactly does it mean to be to be omeid le'avod v'le'sarif? So that's also a bit of a machlokes. Rashi says omeid le'avod v'le'sarif means something that will be burnt or destroyed eventually. And Tosfos says in Dermaschel, I think it's, yeah, Tos says no, just it will be destroyed or burnt eventually. Like, that's too poshut that the Machshava counts. Who cares what will happen? Rather, what it means is that it's b'fi kelo, b'fi uv'fi kivsha, that's already in the mouth of a dog or falling into the fire, and it's on the way to be burnt, and basically there's no way short of miraculous or strange occurrence to save it, and it's going to be burnt and destroyed before the time of Zrika. So, okay, Tosa says what it means, that a bigger chiddush, even though it's already falling into the fire and it's going to be burnt before Zrika, the Machshava still counts on it because right now it's around. And apparently Rashi thinks, no, the Machshava wouldn't count on that. If something was already on the way into the fire, the Machshava wouldn't count. Rather, it just means if something is going to end up getting burnt, then even though it ends up getting burnt, we don't say it was always fated to be burnt in the Machshava counts, and then it's a very small chiddush because it's sort of obvious that who cares what ends up happening. At this time, you know, it hadn't happened yet. Okay. The interesting part that I want to focus on now is, however, what did I skip? I skipped over what's the definition of nishpachin. What are nishpachin? And that is a big, big, big machlokes. What are nishpachin? So the fundamental machlokes is between who and who? Rashi and Tosfos. Right, what does nishpachin mean? So, what's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about nishpachin? What does Rashi say?
Two things.
No, he only says one thing, what nishpachin means. What does nishpachin means? Shari Adam, exactly. He just has two pshatim as to what the case of this ibaya about Pishiv Lishpachin is, and what are his two pshatim? Which one is first? I don't remember which is first. Which is first? What? Chishev, okay, either it means Chishev, Bishas, Shvicha Shirayim, Lechol, Basar, Lemachar, or it means Fishav, Hishas, I don't know, Shrita, or whatever the case is. Zrika, okay? Zrika, Lishvok, Shirayim, Lamachar. And what was the answer? That Chishav and Shpachim count, is Pigle or is not Pigle? What was the answer in our Gemara? We learned from Alol that it's not Pigle. Not Pigle. Okay, what is Tosis's problem with Rashi?
The cases are obvious.
What?
First says, cases for sure, not the
first one.
These cases are too obvious. Everyone who learned Masechet Zvachim knows that, this is Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel, the first case is definitely not Pigle. And the second, that's a Halbitzer, right? First case is obviously not Pigle. That's Pasha. That's a Bryson Zvachim. That. In the second case is Pigle. And Taka the whole Gemara, not just that it's obvious, that's bad enough, it's obvious, why do you have to ask? Okay, you know what? I could sort of defend this by saying, it's obvious if you know that Brysa, maybe in this conversation they didn't know that Brysa. The second case is wrong, right? What do you mean? He came to the anti-halachic conclusion, that's against all the Sefer Zvachim. Everyone knows that it only counts as Pigle if during one of the necessary avodos, you have a machshava about achilas adam or achilas mizbeach lemachar, and everyone knows shvicha shirayim is not one of the necessary avodos because it's not ma'akev. So if you think while you're pouring the shirayim, that's not pigle. But everyone knows shvicha shirayim is achilas mizbeach, and therefore, if you think while doing one of the four avodos about shvicha shirayim lemachar, it is pigle. So that is Tosfos's problem, is that this is obvious. And this is false. So, what does Tosfos say? The case of Nishpachin is? What does Tosfos say Nishpachin means? Exactly. Chishev Lizrok Lemachar Dam Shenishpach Al Haritzba V'holeh Le'ibud. Tulsa said, I have a much better shot, which is no big deal. That what did I do? I obviously, what's the case? I, some of the blood I have caught in the kli, in the kos. Some of the blood fell on the floor. While I'm doing the avoda, let's say the zrika, for example, or maybe the holacha, while I'm doing the avoda of the dam that I have in my kli, I'm thinking all the dam in this kli I'm going to do properly. All the basar and the emurim I'm going to do properly. But I'm thinking that I'm going to pick up the dam from the floor and be zorik at lemachar. And that's tak an interesting question. On the one hand, I have machshava, I could pick up the dam from the floor and be zorik at lemachar. But on the other hand, that dam is holik le'ibud. There's no mitzvah to pick up the dam from the floor. I'm not going to. That dam is garbage at this point. It's miyuad to be garbage, right? Because you're supposed to be zorik the dam in the kos, and the dam on the floor, you just, when you do sponja, goes into the am and goes down to Nachal Kidron. So that's the question. If my machshava is about something that's going to the garbage, is that a valid machshava or not? And that's not relevant to our sunya, holech le'ibud. That's like Ovid Vesaruf. It's holech le'ibud. Not just holech le'ibud, it's already, you know, in a place where it's been lost. That dam has been lost. It fell on the floor. So for Tosfos, the very reasonable pshat in the sugya. And then he has a problem with Rashi. Now, let me just ask you one simple question. And if you get this question wrong, then I guess we won't be able to continue. Is the biggest problem with Rashi that this is already covered in one direction or another by the Gemara and Zvachim Yud Gimel? Or is there something that bothered you more than that about Rashi? Is that the only problem with Rashi? And that's the way Tosfos makes it sound. The only problem with Rashi is that once he says it means Shirayim and not Dam Shenishpach Al Ritzbah, he has to have either this case or this case, and one case is obviously not Pigle, and one case obviously is Pigle, so why are we having any Baya? Or is there a more basic problem with Rashi?
Not in the venue of what I was talking about. We're talking about cases and things
anymore.
Right, it seems to not have anything to do with what the Gemara is talking about. What's the whole point of our Gemara? He said l'nishpachin. Rashi has a brain, says nishpachin. I know the word nishpachin. I learned zvachim, right? Every morning, Rashi said, every morning I say Zem Koman. Shari Adam, ha yashofech al, you know, yasod, maravi, yodromi, shalos be'achachitzon. I know all about nishpachin. Nishpachin, obviously, shari Adam, that's called nishpachin. But what does the Gemara say? It's very nice that Rashi remembers the word nishpachin from Masech HaZvachim. It says, kevin to the ibar uzli, right? What's the whole point? The point is that it's uzlut, right? Le'ibar uzli, it's going le'ibar. That's the point. The point is that it's going le'ibar. So when they're asking, what is Shari Adam, what does that have to do with going le'ibar? Shari Adam, the avodah you do is called shvicha, right? Instead of being zorek them, you're shofech them. But it's not going le'ibar, you're doing the mitzvah of shvicha shirayim, right? Would you say that the emurim are going le'ibar because you're going to burn them in a fire? That's not going le'ibar. That's the mitzvah, you makter them. That's not called going le'ibar. Going le'ibar means going to waste, right? So Tosas Taka, this is nishpachim that are going le'ibar. Nishpachim doesn't mean any fancy thing from Zvachim. Nishpachim means they spilled. We all know what it means to spill in regular Hebrew. And it's going le'ibar because when you spill something on the floor, it goes le'ibar. Rashi, yeah, I know that he has something which is called nishpachim in Lashon Chazal, even in Lashon Torah, right? Yishafech l'yisonu z'be'ach. But it's not going le'ibar. What's Rashi talking about? That seems to be a more, you know, a more interesting. Of course, we also have to deal with the other questions, right? We have to deal with the blue questions also, right? This you could answer that they didn't know the Braisa, since it's only a Braisa and not a Mishnah. You can always get out of it by saying, oh, these Amoraim didn't know the Braisa, it was other Amoraim who knew that Braisa. This still needs an answer, right? At some point we'll have to answer that before we go home today. But there's a more fundamental problem with Rashi, which is, is this called Holech Le'ibud? Tosas' case is called Holech Le'ibud. Is Rashi's case called Holech Le'ibud? So, before we answer the technical blue kashas on Rashi, right, it seems to be that what are Rashi and Tosas really arguing about here, perhaps?
What is the Shvicha Satam?
Right, what is the nature of Shvicha Shirayim? It seems that maybe they're not just arguing about what's the best pshad in our Gemara to defend you against a kasha from Zvachim Yad Gimel. Yeah, you have to throw in some technical kashas. But it seems to be they're really arguing about lundus. What is the nature of Shvicha Shirayim? And it could be that here Rashi has a chiddush in understanding the nature of Shvicha Shirayim, which Tosfos has a problem with. Which is, I think there are two ways to understand Shvicha Shirayim, although I would have understood one way until now. How would I have understood Shvicha Shirayim? The Torah tells you to do certain matanos, four or two, or the, you know, that, however many, I even lost count on Yom Kippur, you know, matanos from the Dam. Torah says that's the first thing you do. And what do you do with the rest of the dam? And the rest of the dam, the avoda, is to pour it on the yasod. That's just, it's a kind of zrika for the rest of the dam. You know, maybe you compare it to zrika, maybe it's more like haktar seymurim. Right? What do you do with the rest of the carbon after you've done the zrika? So everything has the proper place. You're either for it goes to the adam, like basar, or it goes to the mizbeach. The emurim get burnt on the mizbeach, and the shirayim get poured on the mizbeach, because you don't burn blood. Right? So you could view it as shirayim is, that's just the haktara of the shirayim. That's where you're supposed to be makar of the shirayim. It's being makar of the shirayim because the Torah told you to do a certain number of matanos. The Torah knew you would have leftover. So what do you do with the leftover? The leftover, this is the way you're makar of it. Or maybe no. That's your makar. And I wouldn't call that holy ibud. No, you're makar of the shirayim. And that's where you put them on the mizbeach. But, and especially since, right, not only Shirayim are b'shvicha, what else is b'shvicha? What else is b'shvicha besides Shirayim? What? Korban Pesach, for example, right? Remember the last Sugim Pesachim? Birach ala Zevach, lepach shal Pesach, Pesach lepach shal Zevach, Shvicha b'tal Zrika, Zrika b'tal Shvicha, right? Korban Pesach is also b'shvicha, not b'zrika. You don't throw it, you pour it. It just, I mean, it actually means throwing versus pouring. First, I'll explain. like in our regular English. So shmicha is one of the ways of being makrif things. It so happens to be that in most karbonos, the first part of the dam you don't do b'shmicha. You do b'nesina for achatas, or you know maybe b'hazah for a certain for achatas pnimis, and with zrika for an ola and a shlomim and an asham. And then the rest of it you do b'shmicha. That's a type of akrava. That's not ibud. That's akrava. That's regular akrava sadam. Just there are different parts of the dam you put in different places. Apparently Rashi thinks not this way. Rashi thinks, no. You have to be medayik in the lashon of shvicha here. This is not a hakrava of the dam. This is leftover dam that's no good for anything. This is the garbage. The question is just, what do you do with garbage of dam? Right? There's something you're supposed to, right? Normally, what do we do with garbage? We throw it into the tzardeya and whatever, and it goes into a garbage dump, and okay, that's a little disrespectful. So if we have shemas, then we send it to Ebud in a more respectful way, right? Likewise, when it comes to kachim, right? So in kachim, what do you do if you have psula bakodesh? Psula bakodesh, you're not makriv. Do you just throw it out? No, you have to be sorry if it in a respectful way. There are certain ways where kachim have certain halachas of how they're supposed to go to Ebud in a respectful fashion, right? So what's the geniza, what's the shemas for the dam? So you throw it on the Mizbeach. What if you have leftover dam and it didn't all make it to the Mizbeach during the regular Zrika? Right? So if you have leftover dam, you have to dispose of it in a respectful fashion. What's a respectful fashion to dispose of it? Pour it on the Yisod, and then it'll drip off the Yisod and flow into the Amma, and then it'll flow out of the Azara to Nachal Kidron, and to say that that's a respectful way of disposing of it, instead of just, pouring it down the toilet, or the outhouse or whatever. So that's just a respectful way to put it on the Ibad. That's Shvicha Shirayim. You're throwing it out. You just have to throw it out respectfully. And it seems to me maybe this is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand Shvicha Shirayim. Is Shvicha Shirayim a hakrava? The hakrava of Shirayim is different than the hakrava of the first Matanos. And basically, we know it's not ma'akiv kapara. Like a Torah say more, what if I never burn the chelil in his deach? I stole a chaper, but I didn't do the mitzvah properly and put everything where I'm supposed to put it. Likewise, if I didn't do shvicha shirayim, I stole yotzei, but I didn't do the full mitzvah properly because I didn't makriv everything in the right place. Or you say, no, this is a respectful way of going to Ibud. This is like sreifas psulim. So, perhaps that's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi have this big chiddush that Shvicha Shirayim is Le'ibud. It's not that it's going to the garbage. That's called Le'ibud. The way you send it Le'ibud is by being shofing of the Shirayim. Well, Tosus might say, even though I know this is not the objection he mentioned, some of the Achronim mentioned this, the modern day Lamdan. But Tosus might hold, no. What are you talking about, Rashi? That's not Le'ibud, that's a Hakrava. You know, Le'ibud would be if the Dam was Tomei. Then you do whatever you do, and you're Abi the Dam. But that's not Le'ibud. That's a type of hakrava. It's just a different type of hakrava than the others, Rikos. It could be that, although I can't, there could be many nafkaminas this hakira. It actually turns out that many details as far as how Shvicha Shirayim works are not really explicit anywhere in Shas and are a matter of suffik among the classic and then more so in the contemporary achronim. Like, for example, the Teferis Yisrael, I think I put him in brackets someplace here, is, right, in his Teferis Yisrael, one of the things he did that, if he had a good agent, he would not have done, is write, like, a lot of introductions and give them special names so that it becomes very confusing when people quote them, you don't know where they are. Like the Kalkelos HaShabbos, for example, right? So, that's just the Teferis Yisrael. First of all, he did Yochanan Boaz. I don't really confuse everyone. They don't know what a Teferis Yisrael is. I saw the Yochanan Boaz. I don't know what the Teferis Yisrael is. And then he gave names to all his different akdamas so that no one would ever know that they're all part of the same book. Chomer Bakodesh is his akdama to Kachim, when he really just got to go in a basic way and go through all the basics of Kachim. It's a very nice read. And then that he has a little side discussion where he wants to know, even though it sort of sounds like for the Gemara one way, but he sort of leans the other way, is a Zar Chayav Misa for doing Shvicha Shirayim? Zar is Chayav Misa for Zrika? Is a Zar Chayav Misa for Shvicha Shirayim? On the one hand, you might think yes, because what are the two types of avoda that Zar is not Chayav Misa for? Either something which is a Siluk and not a Matana, right? But this seems to be a Matana, not a Siluk. Or something which is avoda Sheish Acharei Avoda if it's only a preliminary stage. This doesn't seem to be a preliminary stage. So he says, maybe it sounds like a zar would be chayv misa. He actually leans that way. What? Yeah. So sure. That's a good point. Unless you say that doesn't really bother you because you don't do shvicha with the same chetz you do zrika on, right? Different dams. Maybe it's the same bowl, but it's different halves. So the Tiferes Yisrael is mesupak. Is a zar chayiv misa for shvicha shivayim or not? Sounds to the Gemara like he's not, but he seems to lean towards saying he is. The question: why should a zar not be chayiv misa for shvicha shivayim? It's kind of avoda. Right? Everything else that goes with the Zar is Chayim Misa. If he's Makri Mur, he's Chayim Misa. If he's Zorit Dam, he's Chayim Misa. So I think that might depend on this Chakira. If you understand this is a kind of Akrava, then of course the Zar is Chayim Misa. All Akrava is Chayim Misa for. If you understand, no, this is Holech Le'ibud respectfully. This is respectful Ibud. Then we understand why the Zar is not Chayim Misa, even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara Chiluk between Akrava and Ibud. It's obvious that Avodas Matana means that Avod of Nesina, that's only for Makri something. You're pouring it le'ibud respectfully, that's not a nesina. That's more like a siluk. It's not technically a siluk like Trumas Hedeshin, but it's not a nesina. And that's easy to focus. If it's a nesina, Zar is Chayiv Misa. That's the drasha of Vodas Matana. I know that's not Trumas HaMikra or Vodas Matana. Trumas HaMikra means it's Matana from Hashem to the Quran to do Avoda. But the drasha is that a Zar is only Chayiv Misa. Avodas Matana, Tenis Kunas Tevas, or Kev Yumas. If he doesn't Avoda, that's nesina. So that's easy to focus. If it's nesina, then of course Zar is Chayiv Misa. But if it's Ibud respectfully, maybe that's not called Nesina. That's called Ibud. A Zar shouldn't be Chayiv Misa. An Avod is Ibud, right? A Zar is not Chayiv Misa for burning Kachim Sulem. Matter of fact, he's probably allowed to do it. So I think that might be another Nafgamina. And another Nafgamina might be, and then Rashi Tosos would be, Lishi Tase, a very fascinating question of, do you have to do Shvicha Shirayim or not? Do you have to do Shvicha Shirayim? What would you think? Do you have to do Shvicha Shirayim? So, Rashi says, right, in Zvachim, what did I say? Lamed Zayin with Aleph. Kol Adamim Shal Karbonah Shetunim Matan Don Lisot Im Nishar Man Adam Bekli L'Achshazor Shemim Adon Shetzorach L'Shofko Lisot. How do we know, right, because the Torah only says by Chatas, how do we know that for all Karbanos, if there's leftovers, you have to pour them in the Yisod? Rashi says the same thing in Zvach Nafman Aleph Amin Aleph. He says the same thing twice. He is consistent in this case. There it's just in the middle of a very long one. But he says the same thing. In Nisher, Bakli, Klum, Kishazor, Menu, Yisod, Chen, Yisod. If there's leftovers, you pour them on the Yisod. Tosvos, in Dafun Gimel and Beis, actually quotes that is the opinion of Rav Moshe Mifantes. He says, yeah, sometimes there's none left over in Yom Tishrei Shvayim, but Tosas himself says, Lo Nehira, the Kula Shvayitz Mechach is the mitzvah b'matan shirayim. Tosas says, ridiculous. Can't be. And all Zvachim is mashal, it's a mitzvah to do Shvicha Shirayim Liso. That's a mitzvah. It's not optional. Not if there's left over. It's a mitzvah. Now, I'm not saying this is exactly the same thing, but Rashi and Tosfos work very nicely with the Shitasam. If Rashi holds it's a way of putting it Ibud respectfully, not the point. If there's left over, this is what you do with them. No mitzvah to have left over. Maybe it's a bigger mitzvah to do it all in the Zrika, not have left over. But tak, if you have left over, then what do you do with it? You don't throw it in the toilet. You shofich it al ha yisod. Well, Tosfos says no. Tosfos says it's a mitzvah to do Shvicha Shirayim. Well, yeah. That's what the Hufflushitase. That's not le'ibud. That's a kind of hakrava. Now, and then Tos says, well, it's a kind of hakrava. It's not an optional hakrava. It's a required hakrava. Part of the mitzvah of bringing karbanos is that you have to do a zrika and you have to do a shvicha shirayim. It's two kinds of hakrava, just like it's a mitzvah to both put blood on the corner of the mizbeach and burn the chilev in the fire. It's also a mitzvah to pour other blood on the yisod in the mizbeach. So I think Rashi and Tosfos work out very nicely. Lishi Tosam. This also perhaps ties in, although, you know, I don't want to claim this is a machlokes tanaim, but there is a machlokes tanaim in the end of Maseches Vachim, near the end of Maseches Vachim, whether you're chayev kares for shvicha shirayim bachutz. Right, between Rav Nechemia and the Chachamim. And the Gemara at first thinks they're arguing about whether shvicha shirayim is ma'akev, but in the end they decide, no, shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev. They're just arguing about whether you're chayiv karis or not for zrikas chutz. Right? We know the Torah says halas chutz and shrutei chutz are chayiv karis. Zrikas chutz is also chayiv karis. So, the Brisker Rav explains that what they're arguing about is just like, do you count shrikas shrayim as kind of zrika or not? He doesn't go into further detail. But now, I don't want to say this in the machlokes tanan, because we paskin against Rav Nechemya. But I think that it's pretty clear that Rav Nechemya will hold your chayiv karis for shrikas shrayim b'chutz, would hold that it's a real hakrava. We don't have like Rav Nechemya, you hold your not chayiv karis. That would work well for Rashi, who says just kind of ibud. But even if you want to say for Tosos, you could say it's a kind of akrava, but maybe it's not the kind of akrava that was mentioned in the Torah as chayiv kares, because it's not haktar, it's not halah, and it's not zrita. So maybe it's just not a kind of haktar that's important enough to be chayiv kares. But that clearly it does seem to tie into their machlokas. I'll just summarize what we said. What's a good color? Orange. We had a very fundamental chakira about the nature of shvicha shirayim. Is this a type of hakrava or an ibud, a respectful ibud? And we want to say one nafkamina was in our sugya, where Rashi interprets Nishpachim being Shuri Adam and called that holy for Ibud. And Tos says, no, Nishpachim means something that Mam is spilled on the floor and is going to get sponged out. But Tos would say, Shuri Adam, that's not holy for Ibud. That's a real akraba. Another nafkum we wanted to say was, is a zar. Chayiv Misa, according to Tosos, Lachora, we would say Chayiv Misa. But the Gemara actually sounds more like perhaps Potter. Maybe it'd be Potter, according to Rashi, because it's not Nesina, and only Avodas Matana, an Ibud is not called Nesina, therefore it's not within Avodas Matana of Azar Kari Yumas. Another Nafki we want to say is it a Chiyuv? And here, Rashi is Lishitase. Rashi says, no. Only if there's leftover. While Tosos and Rav Moshe Fantes, quoting Tosos, agrees with him, Tosos says, no, it's a mitzvah to do shvicha shirayim.
Is the question of whether you require bidikun in the same way as women as Zaras Chayiv Misa?
No. The question of whether you require bidikun might be more similar to the question of whether a Zar can do it. And a Zar can't do it. But a Zar can't do it. But it seems to be more avoda-like in many ways. That's why I say Rashi is the chiddush. Four, we maybe tied this into the Machlokas Tanoim about Shvichas Shirayim Bachutz, where you would think that Tosos would fit Rav Nechemya, who says you're Chayev, and Rashi would fit better for the Rabbanan, who say you're Potter, but I think the Bidochak we can... get out of that if each shita wants to defend themselves. Then there's a lot of other issues that are brought up by the Achronim as well, like there's a suffix in the there's an interesting, the Meshech Chachma is an interesting discussion. Is there an issue, Isser of Losochol Hadam, to eat a karban before Shvicha Shirayim? Is it Usher to eat a karban before Shvicha Shirayim? It's definitely usher to eat before Zerika. One of the meanings of Sokol Adam is that it's usher to eat before Zerika. Is it usher to eat before Shvicha Shirayim? So the Minchas Tinach actually thinks, he said, is Shver told him that it's usher to eat, it's an Isser D'Oraisa to eat before you do Shvicha Shirayim? Because Losokol Adam. Now, of course, you couldn't say Losokol Adam is a separate Indian. It just means don't eat when there is blood around, especially if you're doing Zera up to some sort of Bodhisattva ritual. But it's possible that perhaps you could add some other nafkaminas, which is maybe what about achila kodem shvicha shirayim, where the Meshech Chachma says the Chaan lo sochel al dam. That's why Yikra Yud Tes Chavav says aser midoraisa. But according to Rashi, maybe even will I say mutter? But yeah, okay, that's only the Eva. You're not missing anything here. Another interesting nafkamina I saw the Achronim bring up is there You know, Haktar Seymurim, how long do you have to be Makdir the Emurim? What? Till the morning, right? You could do it at night also. Shvich HaShirayim, it seems you could also do it. But is it a bigger mitzvah to be Makdir the Emurim right away during the day? Right? What does the Gemara say? What if it's Shabbos? Should it be Makdir the Emurim right away or wait till Matzah Shabbos? So not to do Malacha. Gemara says, Haviva mitzvah b'shaita. Nope. You better do it right away even if it means Chol Shabbos. So there's something that Chodim asked. Is it a mitzvah to do the Shvich HaShirayim right away? Or can you wait until the night times? That may also be enough gemina. If you see it as more of an ibud, then maybe there's no rush to do it. If you see it as a real avoda, real hakrava, when it comes to hakrava, sometimes you're allowed to, once you start, you can finish at night. But, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So that might also be another enough gemina. So the Achronah Rav Sofak, whether you say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita and you should do shvicha right away, or whether it's okay to delay it. And I'm sure you can think of other nafkaminas, but there's two fundamentally different ways of looking at Shvich HaShirayim, and that might underline the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. And now I just want to. Now here I'm going to speculate. Will everyone forgive me if I speculate? We haven't answered this question yet, right? Rashi, his second shot, is straight up against the halacha, straight up against the maskana of the Gemara. Like, that shouldn't happen that way. That doesn't seem to be right. What do we do with that? So, no, this is the question of Havmina. How could it be a Havmina if we all know it's not Pigel? Fine, but see here. Here's the Maskana. How could they paskin that Shanisol and Alol, that Nishpachim have no Pigel, if it's a Mefurish Gemara that Nishpachim, and it's Mefurish Brisa that Shvich HaShirayim has Pigel? That's why I said this is a Taker good Kasha, not just how come they had a Kasha, shouldn't they have known the Havmina? It's the Maskana is wrong. So, what do you do with this? I ran out of blue. You could say, so if you run out of blue, just say Tzarchi and we don't know the answer. Or maybe you have to say, there's two types of Shirayim. No, some Shirayim count as Pigel. And that's what the Gemara talks about in Zvachim, your Gimel. Some Shirayim don't count as Pigel, and that's what we're talking about now. Basically, maybe you want to say Archakira, maybe you want to say Rashi, a little more complicated than that. Rashi didn't mean to say that Shirayim is just Ibud. Maybe there's two different kinds of Shirayim. What would be the two different kinds of Shirayim? What? Pnimin Chitzonim or Chatas and other Karbanos. What is the, this is already Tosus brings this up. The Torah only says you have to be Shofech what kind of Shirayim. When did the Torah mention Shirayim? Only by Chatas. When does the Mishnah mention Shirayim? Right, anyone say Zom Kovim in the mornings? What? You don't say Yisrael Wakoman in the mornings, I see. You either don't say Yisrael Wakoman or are suffering from serious memory issues. Only Mechatas! The first three Mishnah, you say, Shere Dama Yishofech HaYisod Maravisho Mudeh HaChitzom. Shere Dama Yishofech HaYisod Maravisho Mudeh HaChitzom Lo Nasmo Ikin. Shere Dama Yishofech HaYisod Romisho Mudeh HaChitzom. V'nechol Zich Kuna V'rbechol HaChol Yom Alay Lav Chatzos. Lift it up. Then it gets Ola and Asher Shalom Tazir Yishvich HaShirayim. The Mishnah leaves out Shvich HaShirayim by other Karbanos. We know there's you have to do Shvich HaShirayim. It's a big mystery. Why did the Mishnah leave out Shvich HaShirayim? That's what Tosus deals with. Tosus says, that's what the Tosus is dealing with. So Tosus says, maybe he says, well, because the Mishnah started us out, then it's obvious to continue. And nothing about Chattas. The Chattas came first. Yeah, you can ask why Chattas came first. That's not a question we're going to answer right now. Chattas was first. So it's said it by the first thing, Pnimiyim. It had to say it by Chitonim. Want to know by Chattas Pnimiyim? So Chattas Chitonim, then we know by all, it's just obvious. But Moshe Vantei says in a more technical way, he says, the Mishnah mentioned by Chattas, because there's always Shirayim of a Chattas, because you use your finger. So you can't get all the dam out. By other Koranas, you might throw it all. So therefore, there might or might not be Shirayim, like Rashi. But maybe you could say a more Lundish understanding of. Maybe you could say a more Lundish understanding of the difference in Chattas or perhaps Pnimiyim, but let's stick with Chattas now. Why am I sticking with Chattas now? Because Rashi in Zvachim Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis, when he interprets the Shita from Nechemiah, from Nechemiah says, Yuchayiv Misa for Chutz. Shor Yadam Abshol Chattas Achitzono Shekriv Machutz Chayiv. From Nechemiah is Mechayiv, that's pretty clear from the Mechayiv, Kareis for Shvich HaShirayim Bechutz, even by Chattas Chitzonis. What does it sound like? Reb Nechemi is only mechayiv achutz for achatas, not for other karbanos. Only achatas, not other karbanos. Why? And don't tell me because technically achatas is always going to be shirayim because you use your finger. Well, what does that have to do with being chayiv kurz b'chutz? Obviously, what Rashi's hinting at here, and all the achronim make this, all the mandanim make this distinction, is that it's not just coincidence that there's always shirayim by achatas. It's that that's part of the Torah's plan. There's a difference between shirayim of achatas and shirayim of other karbanos. And here I think it makes perfect sense. What's the difference between shirayim of achatas and shirayim of other karbanos? Shirayim of other karbanos go to the yesod. Where did the original blood go from the other karbanos? What didn't go on the yesod? Like you pour it in the well and drips onto the yesod. Where did the original blood go? It got poured onto the wall, dripped down into the yesod, right? So it got poured or it got thrown. Shirayim go lamata. And the original blood also went lamata. Shirayim of other karbanos seems sort of redundant. Chatas, though, you never were zorik on the kiram mizbeach. Chatas, what you did is you put your finger and maybe you were maza inside and you didn't go outside at all, or even a chatas, you were mechate the kronos of mizbeach, but you never really poured the dam, you're mechate the mizbeach. You never really gave the dam to the mizbeach yet. Maybe the fundamental difference between chatas and everything else. Chatas, you're missing something if you do the chatas, right? Without getting into parshanur or philosophy here, right? What is a chatas? You have to put the dam on the mizbeach and be mechate the mizbeach. You're purifying the mizbeach with the dam, right? But you're missing the real hakrava of the dam in some sense. I don't mean it's ma'akif. You haven't done a proper hakrava of the dam because you haven't poured the dam onto the mizbeach. You haven't let the dam collect on the mizbeach. You've just put lamala, painted the four corners. You're missing the hakrovas adam. You haven't done a good enough hakrovas adam yet. You've just put it on the four corners. Therefore, v'chata, shvichas shirayim, is making up an element of hakrova that you haven't done properly yet. For the other karbanos, you're a makir, you poured a whole bowl onto the mizbeach. Right? Just there's leftovers in the bowl. So you're going to basically, instead of throwing, you're pouring it, but in the same basic place, right? It went someplace where there was a yisod in the first place also. So that's just the leftovers. So maybe Rashi thinks, based on this Rashi from Nechemya, maybe for Rashi, we can defend Rashi in saying that, right, that there are Beis Dinim, based on what Rashi already said, and Daf Lamed Ches and Beis, there's, which one more? Orange. There's Shiarei Chatas, and there's Shiarei Shaar Zvachim. And what did Rashi already say? Reb Nechemya is Mechayev Bachutz for Shiarei Chatas. Sounds like Lekulei Alma, your Pater Bachutz, for others Zvachim. Why? So already, Reb Nechemya and Chama are arguing about when you have Akrav of Shiarei Hadam, whether you're Chayev Koris or not. But everyone agrees by the other karbanos, that's ibud. Only by chatas there's machlok and chemi alcham because that's hakrava. And if Rashi says, Rashi didn't mean it was always ibud. Rashi thinks by other zvachim it's ibud, and that's why it's not an ezel makoma. An ezel makoma doesn't tell us the rules of ibud. Ezel makoma tells us the rules of hakrava. That's a more lumpish way of reading, and that's why it's in the Torah. The Torah tells us the rules of hakrava. Then we can extrapolate from there to a respectful way to do ibud. But if chat is akrava, because you haven't done a proper akrava zadam yet, other karbanos, yeah, you've done it already, this is just leftovers, then it makes a lot of sense. You could say that Zvachim Yudimel says that it counts as achilas mizbeach for pegel, right? That counts as achilas mizbeach. If you think to do shvicha shirayim lamachar, that's pegel, that's talking about achatas. Well, maybe our sugya, Me'ila, Daf Zayin Amar Aleph, which says that it is Holech Le'ibud and not Achilas Mizbeach, maybe that's talking about Shaar Zvachim. Now, this is speculation, because Rashi, neither in Zvachim Yud Gimel or Me'ila, gives us a clue what kind of Korban he's talking about. I'm putting together Rashi and Zvachim Lamed Ches, Rebbe Nechemya, and using that to speculate on Kimta and Rashi. But if you want to answer this very difficult kasha against Rashi, maybe you could say that Rashi's sheet is more complicated than we thought. I know here he says ibud, but maybe that's only by things that are not achatas. Make your kimta here; he's not talking about achatas, and in zvachim make your kimta; he is talking about achatas. Not into it now, but there is some some parts, places in the Rambam where it sounds like there might only be pigle, if you think about Shiraim of Chatas, maybe even only a Chatas Pnimis, although I didn't get to that chiluk now. It's more obvious why, as Morty said, even Chalik and Pnimis and Pitzona, because Pnimis is not Krumah because you haven't given anything to the Mizbeach yet. But that's not where Rashi's going. Anyway, so this might be a way to defend Rashi. So we've seen a Chakira about, first we took Rashi told us a whole Chakira about the nature of Shmichas Shemayim, and then to defend Rashi, we said that maybe Tzveidina and Shmichas Shemayim might depend if you're dealing with a Chatos or anything else, and that's why the Mishnais and Izel Makoma, not for a technical reason, but for a Lundish reason, only talk about Shmichas Shemayim by Chatos and not by other Karbanos. I'll just... Alright, I have one more detail that I wanted to mention, but that can wait till Sunday, because it's already late. I'll finish up with one detail. On Sunday, if hopefully that's not a problem for anyone, we'll have shiur from 11 to 12, before Rabbi Reis. Right? 11 o'clock? Okay, so Sunday we'll have shiur at 11 o'clock, and then afterwards, Rabbi Reis's shiur will also tie into Kutcher for those of us who can stay. I'm sure it will be very enjoyable, and we will finish. We didn't finish the Daf 8 in the Makoros yet. We have a little more left on that, and maybe we'll get a head start in the next session.
Why doesn't the Chiluk also include the Korban's Prophet
Shvidos and Chatzos? They're all
Chatzos.
They are Chatzos. Only Chatzos brought with them. There is no other Pnimi.
Questions. Number one, in the second part of Rashi, he suggests the Lakimta over there is that he says you did the Zrika with the thought to do the Shrika tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and the Havamina is that maybe that's like doing the Zrika tomorrow. So that makes it sound like the Shrika is kind of integral, is part of it is an avoda.
Yeah, but that's not the Maskat. Right, the Maskana is that since it's holy, evil.
So anything Rashi says over here in the Havamina is really
negated
by the Maskana.
Right, meaning the Havamina is wonderful, but he's goofa saying that's not how we pass it because there's a clear Maskana in the Sugya, so it's still a steer as well. But even as a Havamina, I still would say that even if Rashi has a Havamina, that yeah, you're right. The Havamina maybe you wouldn't indict anything in Rashi, but at least the Maskana you would.
Right. The other thing is in the second paragraph they have. It seems like some of the points about mitzvah adam and chatas ha'ov, and that's an explicit machlokes about whether or not you actually have to leave it over. They say nishar im nishar. Rishmal says sheim nishar. You don't have to leave. It's machlokes tonight whether you have to leave over or not.
Right.
That sounds like it's the same thing.
Correct, but it doesn't have to have the same answer. Right. It doesn't have to have the same answer. Meaning, I don't know if anyone saying mitzvah is an ibra really.
Right.
Although it is obviously parallel, right? It's obviously parallel. The question is whether you make Chakira's mitzvah le'ibud, or maybe over there, even though they're arguing whether it's necessary or not, no one thinks it's le'ibud. Like here, it just works out Rashi, which is nice in the Shitase. I'm not sure if anyone would say mitzvah le'ibud. There's a Brisker Rub who talks about comparison of mitzvah down to Shvika Shirayim.
I don't remember what he said about it.
But yeah, it's definitely like parallel. I just don't know if you would go so far as to say ibud. That might be going a little far. Daniel, could you hit the...
Yeah.